Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. And no politics in this club, just dirt from the streets and the creeks in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks, number one sports talk, yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we repping for Seattle, my place. Take 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. I would need a microphone to start talking, I suppose. Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there, to all those who celebrate. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Brett. He's Lofa, as always. And also on this episode, we'll be joined by the whole crew around here. Everybody's got their microphones on because it's Thanksgiving break for you, hopefully, and it's Thanksgiving break for us. And who knows where in the world we all are. So we decided to record a little Thanksgiving something for all of you out there. And, you know, maybe you turn it on and listen while you're basting the bird, or maybe you've already eaten the bird and you're sneaking back into the kitchen to pick off of its carcass.
This is your favorite sentence.
You feel
basting the bird?
Yeah, right, Lofa? You remember your dad used to catch you basting the bird all the time this time of year?
Oh, you know? God.
Maybe you're getting ready to lower that bird into the deep fryer. I don't know what you guys are doing out there, but
good question. How do you take your turkey?
That's what I want to know. But first, I got to tell you about some Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel, Western Washington, two locations, Everett and Fife. This hopefully doesn't happen to all of you out there, or any of you out there, or whatever. But if it does, and for some reason the meal goes sideways, or you forget that the oven was on and the timer didn't go off and something goes horribly wrong, maybe you could go to Wiener Schnitzel, or maybe you pre-ordered some Wiener Schnitzel, or this is me trying to do a Wiener Schnitzel ad.
Listen. I'm going to jump in and save you because I've had a disastrous meal go wrong. It was an anniversary meal. It wasn't a Thanksgiving meal. But Wiener Schnitzel, this is a true story. Wiener Schnitzel was the meal that we went to instead of the romantic meal that we were going to have. So if there is a disaster in your life, Wiener Schnitzel has your back.
It'll save you, man. Yeah. And also Thanksgiving is an anniversary meal of sorts.
Wieners are romantic.
Every anniversary of Russell and Sherman beating the Niners.
Yeah, buddy. That's
and
right.
If you just don't want to cook like me, go to Wiener Schnitzel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lofa, where in the world are you right now? On Thanksgiving weekend.
Spiritually or physically?
For me, every year I go down to the South because that's where Mrs. Davern is from. And so we land in Atlanta and she's got family there. And then we head over towards Alabama where she's got other family. And if you're listening on Thanksgiving Day, I'm probably standing somewhere around two turkey deep fryers that are in the driveway because we got to get doubles going because a lot of family's coming. And it's a good time. I don't know. Wait. That's where I am.
Thanksgiving, you got like the four Christmases, you have four Thanksgivings?
Pretty much.
There's got to be some stories from there.
Oh, man.
Everybody goes to one Thanksgiving.
Everybody comes to Thanksgiving.
It's a lot of family members.
It's my sister-in-law's house. She puts it on every year. She crushes it. Her and my brother-in-law, they do a great job. I show up, I help move some tables and carry a lot of folding chairs and pretty much do anything I can to help out because I'm just happy to be there and eat all the food. And it's awesome. It's a good time. So I'm in Alabama. So where are you, Lofa? Do you guys do it at your place or what's up?
Yeah. My wife, Rach, does all the cooking, her and her mom. Mm-hmm. and I am glued to the TV, surprisingly, because it's the greatest. Okay, I said this about Halloween. Maybe I was wrong. Thanksgiving is the greatest holiday.
Right? It's pretty good.
Yeah. Everybody's around. Football's on all day. I don't get up from that couch other than to eat, go to the bathroom, and grab a fresh drink.
It's a holiday for food, beverages, and football.
Absolutely.
I'm most excited for the dog show, too.
The puppy bowl? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Westminster right show. Sorry. The little sister sorry. It's me. Thanksgiving.
I feel so
the puppy
seen.
Bowl's on Super Bowl. Yes. That's right.
The dog show goes crazy.
Yes, it pops off.
Carly's
and
into it.
And then, you know, because the game's going to be like five. Then you can be like, okay, fine, you watch your football. But yeah, on commercials, it's back and forth between the dog show and the
Wait,
game.
Wait, what is the dog show? I don't even know what we're talking about.
The dog show, like the Westminster Kennel Club.
It's like the
best in show.
And this dog has a really nice stance here.
Alexa really wanted us to know.
Wow, you guys, all went crazy.
This
there.
Is truly a family affair. We're arguing, Alexa's turning on.
It feels like Thanksgiving everywhere right
it
now.
It does.
For me, being on the West Coast, on the East Coast and down in the South like that, the football schedule is all thrown off on Thanksgiving to how I grew up over here. Because by the time you wake up over here, most games are sort of going on, right, Lofa? Because they're starting early.
Yeah.
I was always in my pajamas. Yeah, over there, I'm like already done with the meal. I'm all thrown off, but either
what
way,
what time
I'm
do you eat the meal?
Full and happy.
Oh, good question.
That is a good question.
I won't judge any of you.
I think it's normally around a lunch over there. It's like a 2:30.
Yeah, I do like a 3 o'clock.
3:30.
Lofa?
Yeah.
I get really hangry. So my wife always makes me a stromboli, which it's like an Italian. She's Italian, so it's like a calzone kind of thing rolled up.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, I dominate like at least one whole one by myself. Uh-huh. And then we probably, because they like to eat around like 2, 3. That's real late for me.
Right.
I'd like to eat at like 11 if I could have my way. 11, 12. And then a second serving around 3.
Yeah. And then a third.
And then thirds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Around 5 for the late game.
The best part for me is going in and picking it back up off the bird, like finding those little crispy bits because they deep fry them.
And the best part of the bird is the oysters in the back.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oysters. Underneath it?
Oysters. Yeah. Lofa knows.
Underneath it? Yeah.
There's a little pit. Like through the near the spine, there's like a little pit. And if you dig out the little oyster, it is the best part of the whole bird. Mm. Lofa knows. That,
and then are we light meat or dark meat? I'm big dark meat fan over here.
Dark meat. Dark meat's got the flavor, got the juices. I understand your white meat. That's fine. You're boring. I get it. Go for the dark meat.
How dare you? First of all, it doesn't need to be a personal attack.
I was like, oh, and then you're like, I understand. I was like, huh. And then you're like, you're boring. I was like,
Now we're judging. We are a family.
See, I go with the dark meat just because throughout the year, all you get is the white meat on every sandwich and every other way.
God.
You get the breast meat. So when
you're not winging it
when
enough,
you get
then,
the
man.
Whole, ooh. But you know what? Everybody knows too at the thing. And like I said, there's two birds, which equals four legs. And everybody knows I get one of those. Everybody knows that now. They've been put on. Well, I've been going now for 20 years in a row, and they know. Save one of the legs for. For Brett, he likes the leg. I walk around.
I go caveman style too. Yeah.
I mix everything on my plate. I put everything on my plate and make it into one pile.
Mm. And do you just like stir it together and then eat it like cereal?
Folks,
pretty much. Yeah. Well, gravy is the milk.
Our Seahawks, of course, are playing on the day this year. They're taking on the Niners, which they've done before. McNeil, we were talking before we came on the air. I mean, that's one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories ever. I was at the house in Alabama, everything I'm describing, but I was watching my Seahawks take down the Niners that night. By the way, I was alone in the basement because there's no other Seahawks fans there. I was just cheering by myself.
No.
And it's the night game. And again, with the time difference, it's later there, right? So most of them were already in turkey coma, and I was up late cheering. But that has to be – as Seahawks fans, that has to be probably one of our favorite Thanksgiving memories when it pertains to the Seahawks, right, McNasty?
Yeah, and then they sit here and make us wait 9 seasons for it again. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, come on. What's up?
What
we're
a day
undefeated on Thanksgiving.
Man, where were you for that game, Lofa? At your place doing the thing you're describing?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably eating,
really
drinking.
Good, that was really descriptive.
Yeah, eating, drinking, watching football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember being so nervous for that game, though, because it was like Thanksgiving night, and I thought, I don't want them to ruin the holiday. In
was
a
that
way
Super
where I'm
Bowl
like,
year?
It was either the Super Bowl year or the year before.
12 or 13, right?
I think it may have been 14, but I don't think so.
Okay. Was it 14? We'll go back and fact check that, McNeil.
Either way, they had a big primetime game against the Niners, I think, both of those years is why I think it gets confusing. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be in Utah, surrounded by Cowboys fans.
Oh, no. Oh,
gross.
Because in Utah, they don't have a team, so everybody just roots for the Cowboys, which is like, I'm in danger territory.
No, you're going to have to turn on the Seahawks game. Lofa, what were you going to say?
No, yeah, that's – I was going with Carly on this one. That's the closest team they can find?
That's what they picked, yeah.
Nah.
They could have picked anyone. They could have.
The Broncos are pretty close to them. I think
Broncos would have made sense.
Well, the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. So
I think that. And that they're America's team.
Mm-hmm. Lions always play, too.
Yep. And then we got the Cowboys the very next week. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to be scouting some game film.
In 2008, we played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. It was an absolute ass-kicking. Not the good kind. It was the other way. They beat the hell out of us.
Where was that game?
It was at the old stadium. And the fucking turf was crowned. I actually like it. I dug it. I was like, because when you run, like when they throw an outside sweep or a pass outside, you're like running downhill. So the hits are way harder.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. It helped out the slow guys.
Was that AstroTurf or was it field turf? It was AstroTurf.
It was AstroTurf.
Oh.
It was like
That stuff is brutal. You guys ever play on AstroTurf? Like anything? No.
No, I've never played football.
My middle school field was like.
No, they play all kinds of stuff.
Probably field hockey, soccer.
All kinds of stuff. You could have played any lacrosse. No. You could have played anything on there.
Sorry,
but it's like it's like playing on the other side of the sponge on your sink. Like you know the rough side. That's what it feels
like. I played on it my freshman year at Maine. We had the old school turf, and it was fine until you got to like November, December when it got freezing outside, because then it was like carpet laid down on concrete.
Ugh.
And
the rashes,
the burns, man. Yeah. Oh, brutal.
Huh. Especially playing a game like football. You're on the ground every play. It's like it's just your elbows, gross. What about playing football on Thanksgiving other than Lofa in the pros? I want to get to that, but we got to talk. I mean, man, you played like that's so classic, so iconic, though, to be playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, even though it didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. Do you remember like leading up to that? That had to be exciting. It's just so traditional.
It was because, everybody's watching and like back in Massachusetts where I grew up.
Sure.
Thanksgiving is like the fucking game, whether it's on TV, but all the high schools used to play before they got the playoff system. You would play your rival high school, so we would play Franklin every Turkey Day at like 10 a.m. kickoff, and everybody's in the crowd. They come back home, right, because they're off at college or whatever, but they're all fucked up. They're all been drinking since the morning at the Legion. Shout out to the Legion. Drank there many a times, and then they go to the game. You watch a football game, against the rival, and then you go home and you have, more drinks and food with
fun.
The fam and then watch football. Cool. So it's Turkey Day, some of those best memories. And then that leads me into another tradition from the Tri-Town area. Tri-Town is Wrentham, Plainville, Norfolk, for those who don't know. And
Mass.
What do you guys do with leftovers?
Oh.
Oh, you save them and eat them the next day, right?
Hope that you get enough of them. I mean, I'm staying at the house, like they put us up while we're down there and everything. So for me, I'm just sneaking back into the kitchen the whole rest of the weekend, because then you got all the college football throughout the rest of the weekend. I mean, we're just watching football the whole time, The
Thanksgiving leftovers get demolished. I'm talking like within a day. There's a Mike's Deli. In Norfolk, they make these sandwiches. They're famous for it. It's called a Joe's Thanksgiving. And they take bread, mayonnaise, stuffing, cranberry sauce, turkey, everything left over. They pack it together. And I can't even tell you how amazing these sandwiches are. So my wife, Rachel, she worked at the deli. And so she still makes them to this day with the leftovers. Oh.
Look at that.
I'm coming to your house.
I know. I was going to say.
Sorry. Yeah, gotta try. I'll see you on Thanksgiving over.
Man, I think I should jump on a Delta flight and probably get up there, huh, producer Katie?
Yeah. You should. Delta is the sponsor of the Take 12 podcast. I feel like we say the same thing every time. I just can't, like.
Well, just say this. Like, if you're traveling or if you were traveling, perhaps you flew on Delta. And if you didn't, you should fly on Delta next time. Perhaps you'll be traveling for the next holiday coming up shortly.
Yeah.
Fly on Delta. They have the best customer service. They have the best on-time rating, I think. I read that somewhere. They have one of the best. There. Did that fix it? Yeah. For the lawyers somewhere? No, but they really are. I mean, every time I talk to people at like a party or anything, or if someone comes into town here and I say, where'd you fly? They go Delta. And then I go, isn't it the best? And they all say yes.
It is. But that's the thing. It's like, it's understood. Everybody knows that Delta is what you want to do.
Yeah. So go to 12 status, sign up. You get a mile for every yard the Seahawks throw for. And then all the other stuff you get with Delta. It's delta.com, everybody. We love them. They love us. You love them. Blah, blah, blah. Why not? Are there any Thanksgiving dishes? And the listeners, you guys can email us. And also, you guys did email us some of your Seahawks stories. And I want to get to a couple of the emails before we wrap this one up. But are there any dishes that you guys have at your Thanksgiving dinners that you usually go to that are kind of ones that other people might be like, why is that here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on, Carly?
I didn't grow up with that like sweet potato marshmallow moment. I did not grow up with that.
No?
Shocking.
So that shocking. One, you're like, what's going on?
I don't get it.
Yeah. That one is a crime. That is a crime.
I'll eat the hell out of some sweet potatoes.
Yeah, give me two servings. Oh, I love it.
The marshmallows, though? Ugh.
Nom, 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 nom.
Sweet? What? Oh, come on, McNeil.
I just never seen it. I don't even think. I think I was too.
Really?
I think I was too shocked. I don't even think I tried it.
Okay.
I'm going to put stuffing on my sweet potatoes.
Stuffing. I thought you were supposed to say your... stuffing is yeah. weird.
I was like, okay, no, that's McNeil. Classic.
Katie?
I got a weird one. But my family always has creamed corn. That's like our family tradition. Sometimes people go like, cream corn, bleh. Whatever. Okay, fine. That's what we do.
Some kind of corn makes sense, though.
Some kind of corn makes sense. I got a weird one for you, though. A Snickers salad.
What
is that?
Yeah, what is
that? Take some Snickers bars. Oh, chop them up to pretty small pieces. You know, okay. Pretty small pieces. Uh-huh. And then some Granny Smith apples.
No.
Chop those up. It's sour. The apples are sour. You have to have something to bind it all together, though. Oh, so no. Grab yourself some Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Oh, no.
And you got a salad.
Wow.
It's salad? A salad, everybody.
It doesn't sound terrible.
That's like a McDonald's salad.
It's like a McFlurry.
I'm thinking of that Friends reference with Joe just like Snickers, good. Apples, good. Cool, good.
Okay. For me, and it's Mrs. Davern's family down there. They have something called the green salad. And the first time I ever went there, she said, and you know, she was like, "Oh, and my grandparents they bring over the green salad," and I just figured it's a green salad,
like a salad with leaves,
like leaves and a salad, a green salad, a mixed green salad of some sort. No, lo and behold, they show up. It's a Jell-O mold salad that is green,
like an aspic,
and has, but it's good, but it's like that old school, like, you know, your grandma would bring it. It comes out of the mold. It's. I guess it's Jell-O, right? Mixed with all kinds of things, but it's got like pineapples and like nuts. And
but it's also sweet.
Yeah, like it's not ambrosia. Like a savory. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Old school, like 60s, whatever. But you have to imagine my surprise when I was like, that's
the salad?
Green salad? Yeah. Yeah, no, not what I thought.
My family also has a frog-eyed salad.
Oh.
But
what?
It doesn't actually have frog eyes in it.
That's ambrosia threw me for a loop too, lovely.
Yeah, what is ambrosia?
Hey, thanks to one of our loyal listeners, they emailed us.
Never mind. I didn't want to know.
Sorry. Stop it.
Do we need to Google ambrosia?
Sorry, I was doing that thing. Ambrosia. Not listening.
It's like a gelatinized sweet salad.
It's a creamy fruit salad.
Yeah. Ambrosia.
It's fruit salad with whipped
cream. It's what Brett is describing.
It's like pink and like covered in like Cool Whip or whatever, but they give it a fancy name, but
and you can get it like at the Sizzler.
all you can eat. They have like a weird fruit salad with like whipped cream in it.
It's the thing that you'd see on the Thanksgiving table that you go, I don't know what that is, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
right, Brett, emails. I know you want to read emails, Brett.
People emailed in and we love you guys who email in. It's awesome. And we don't get to reading your emails enough, but we were talking about Seahawks v Niners on Thanksgiving Day and all that. And so someone emailed in this, and it's a longer email, so I'll kind of paraphrase here. They said, I thought I'd share a quick trip down memory lane with three memorable Thanksgiving games involving our Seahawks. So here you go. This is what we were kind of talking about. 2014 Hawks v Niners, right? Dominant 19-3 victory over the Niners. We remember that one. 2017, another Thanksgiving Day win against the Niners. That was 24-13. Russell Wilson and the defense, I'm still reading, showcased their brilliance, and it left us with some unforgettable moments. Absolutely. And then 2019, I don't really remember this one. Although it wasn't against the Niners, it was 30-24 win against the Panthers. Do you guys remember that one, McNasty? On Thanksgiving?
What, yeah. 2019?
Isn't that the 2019 one where Chris Carson flipped over the linebacker?
That must have been in Carolina, yeah.
In Carolina.
Yeah, and the person here wrote Wilson and Metcalf stole the show that day. So it's weird that that one's foggy for me. Maybe I was too many
I miss Carson.
Too many
ambrosia salads.
Ambrosia salads deep at that point, I guess. Yeah. But this emailer goes on to say, with these victories in mind, I can't help but feel optimistic about our chances this Thanksgiving. History on our side and the current Seahawks lineup will surely eke us out a win. And then they say that they love the podcast too. I'm reading in real time here. Love keeping the 12th man spirit alive. Keep it going. Love the podcast. Go Hawks. So thanks for emailing that in out there.
Who was it? Give them a shout out.
They didn't sign it. She says, Go Hawks! Exclamation point.
It's probably my mom.
I feel like your mom would have signed it though. No?
Mama T.
She definitely would have signed it.
Yeah. And then there's more. Katie, do you want to read this one? I feel like I'm talking a lot and I'm tripping over. Will you read this one for me?
Yeah.
A little bit.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, let's get your voice in here.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right.
Katie or Carly?
Whoever.
We do have.
You guys share a desk, all three of you?
Oh, yeah. We're all standing around the same thing. Yeah.
Hi, Brett and Mofa.
It's like that 70s show.
It kind of is. I hope this email finds you both in good spirits. I wanted to take a second to express my gratitude. I'm a dedicated listener of the Take 12 podcast, and it has become an integral part of my Seahawks experience. The chemistry between the two of you adds a layer of enjoyment, making each episode feel like a conversation among friends.
This is why also I didn't want to read it. It feels braggy.
Chemistry. As we approach Thanksgiving, a time for reflection and gratitude, I find myself reminiscing about my favorite Seahawks moments that have coincided with this holiday. From Beastquake to unforgettable touchdowns, these memories have become woven into the fabric of my fake.
I wasn't on Thanksgiving, but that's. I will let it slide.
They
just mean good memories,
right?
And
right.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you for your time and energy you invest into creating such a fantastic product. It's more than just football talk; it's a celebration of the Seahawks family, and I'm grateful to be part of it. Ah. Wishing you both a happy Thanksgiving and looking forward to many more episodes. Warm regards, Ashley in Issaquah.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Ashley.
Almost as embarrassed as Lofa was on his birthday. It's the same feeling. That's nice.
And then, everybody. You guys, we have one weird one.
Oh.
And it just came in.
Let's do it.
From the top. It says, hold on to your towel because what you're about to hear might shock you.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is a delightful plunge into the absurdity of the universe. Geno Smith, the leader hurling a pigskin for the Seattle Seahawks, and Russell Wilson, the former quarterback whose departure left fans weeping.
Huh? Wait, what?
This is a comparison between Geno and Russell.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Now, Geno, with his arm that might as well be a hyperspace bypass to touchdown glory, he has a certain flair. His moves are more unpredictable than a bowl of petunias contemplating the meaning of life during free fall.
Oh, my gosh.
On the other side, there's Russell Wilson, whose elusive moves, they were smooth. So, is Gino better than Russell Wilson?
I like that Katie just found the kind of most fun email she could.
Ready to
once
go.
Once they get it in there.
That's like asking if a towel is more useful than a babblefish. It depends on the situation and the whims of Roger Goodell. But hey, in this wild, wacky universe, anything's possible. Just remember, in the grand scheme of things, football is just a blip in the cosmic microwave background radiation of existence.
What? Wow.
That, everybody, as you go into
that one is signed by Randy.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's really
Thanks,
funny.
Randy.
Randy.
Yeah.
I think what Randy.
Oh, my God.
It's signed Randy in Yelm. I think Randy in Yelm. What he's trying to get at here is win or lose, or no matter what family or friends you're hanging out with, you know, it's all good. Take things in stride, everybody, and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving from your friends here at the Take 12 podcast, no matter what happens between the Seahawks and Niners. Okay, McNeil? It's all going to be okay.
I hope so. Because, yep.
Lofa, now I know, and we're pre-recording this, and I know and all that, but as we leave, do you have any sort of prediction at all for the game, even though it's probably way too far out to tell? But, I mean, it's the first time we're taking them on this season.
Man, primetime game, mm-hmm. at home. I don't think you asked for any. It's going to be for the division, you know? And I know we play them a couple weeks later, but we got to set the tone. So my prediction is Hawks win. Early to set a score, but
yeah,
you know, Gino put up 19 on these guys in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody remembers that. We had the lead at halftime. And
hey, it's at home. I love that. I love that it's in Seattle.
And it's rematch from last year.
Primetime game in Seattle. You
Seahawks.
Give a score.
Oh, 24-21.
All right.
A quarterback's getting exposed, and it's not Gino.
Even though we're out there enjoying our Thanksgivings, you guys can get in on the score prediction challenge, predict the score, win a gift card from Simply Seattle. There's no telling what the amount is right now, but we'll handle all that on social media. Make sure to join in on that. If you have emails you want to send in or thoughts, do that at any time at seahawkspod@gmail.com. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And look out Carly. For our merch store. Maybe a little Black Friday sale starting tomorrow.
Little giveaway.
Yes, that's right.
Some cute t-shirts and stuff while we freaking got them.
Do your Black Friday shopping with us tomorrow. Some sales and things like that. Get your Bobo Mojo t-shirt. Absolutely, Carly. Yes. Do your holiday shopping. Get it done. You can buy everyone you know Take 12 merch
that's
and be
advice.
Done shopping and for the holidays.
That's store. What they want, too. They emailed me and they said, can you tell them, everyone you know, to tell them to get me Take 12 merch?
We love you guys. Happy holiday. And we'll see you next week with more episodes. Lofa, let's break it down. Come on now.
Yep. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. I appreciate, even though I can't see McNeil, I know you're back there somewhere. Hopefully your hand's in the air for this breakdown. I love you guys. Everybody that listens, love you. Appreciate you. Family on three. One, two, three. Family.
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 For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.